It's time for today's Daily Devotional. This week, we're talking about the future. Today, we want to kind of think about regretting and don't let regret become your identity, and thinking about some of the things that you've done maybe in the past that just have a way of sticking with you, things that you just can't seem to let go. You know, regret has a way of becoming louder than truth. It starts out really small, right? You could say, oh, only if I had have done this, or only I should have done that, or I wish I would have known this before that, or what if I've learned everything? All questions that might be going, or statements that might be going through your head at times. At first, regret, it feels like reflection, but if we stay there too long, in that moment, it becomes our identity. We stop saying I made a mistake and start believing that we are the mistake. And that is never the voice of God. God convicts us so that we can change. Shame condemns us so we stay stuck, but conviction points us forward. Romans 8:1 is one of the most freeing promises in Scripture because it reminds us that once we bring our failures to Jesus, they no longer have the authority over who we become. Think about the people that God used. Peter denied Jesus 3 times and became the leader of a church. Paul persecuted Christians and became one of the greatest missionaries in history. David committed serious sins and yet was still called a man after God's own heart. Their stories weren't erased. Their stories were redeemed. God does not pretend that our failures never happen. He transforms them into places where His grace becomes visible. And sometimes the hardest person to receive forgiveness from is ourselves. We accept that God forgives others, but secretly believe that we should carry our guilt forever. But carrying guilt does not honor God. Accepting grace does. So today, maybe you're regretting some words that you said or some decisions that you might have made, maybe some time that you've lost with someone or a relationship that may have changed, maybe an opportunity that you missed, seasons that you just drifted away from God. But hear this clearly. Your regret may explain part of your journey, but it is not your identity. Your worst day does not define your entire story. God still writes chapters after failure, and you, my friend, are not disqualified. You are not finished. You are not too late to the party. Grace means God can still build something beautiful with what feels broken. So instead of asking yourself, why did I do that? Maybe be asking yourself, God, what can you teach me through it? A redeemed past becomes wisdom instead of baggage. Are you asking yourself the right questions today? What regret do I replay the most often? And have I accepted God's forgiveness but refused to forgive myself? And what would change if I stopped introducing myself to my future through my past? You know, maybe write down one regret today that you've been carrying for way too long and under it write, this happened, but this is not who I am. Then write one truth from Scripture that speaks louder than regret. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, we confess the regrets that we continue to carry. Thank you for your mercy, that it's greater than our mistakes, and help us stop defining ourselves by moments that you've already forgiven. Teach us to receive your grace completely and walk in freedom. Remind us that you still have purpose for our lives. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.